Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. This is actually part two of a great conversation we're having with Rachel Carman. And so if you haven't listened to part one, go back and listen to the last episode and you can hear some great encouragement about marriage. And we are talking about why marriage matters. That was what we talked about in the first episode, and just about our covenant that we make between not just us as husband and wife, but as us between our Savior, the creator of the universe, and how important that covenant is, and how God will take all of these hardships and trials that we go through in marriage and use them for His glory if we're willing to commit to sticking with our marriages and trusting the Lord, because He is a God who loves us. He created marriage. He created it for His glory. And so I want to continue on this conversation, and I want to talk about how homeschool moms can make marriage a priority, because that's something that I know that I struggle with. You know, we get so consumed with our kids and with homeschooling and in our responsibilities at home and laundry and dishes and doctor's appointments and park dates and all of these things. And sometimes by the end of the day, it's us and our husband. Our kids are hopefully finally in bed. And then sometimes I'm so exhausted, and I don't even want to have a discussion because I'm just done. I'm spent.
I love your honesty. That is so true.
So how have you, you know, after 33 years of marriage, we talked about at the end of the last podcast that you and Davis have celebrated 33 years of marriage, and Garrett and I are celebrating 25 years of marriage. And you've got 7 kids, Rachel. So you have had a whole lot more, even than I have, of little people pulling on you constantly. Mm-hmm. How have you found it possible to make your marriage a priority?
Well, you know, I think it really takes us. So I have a theory that I actually think is true. And that is that it is very easy for us to just go through this journey at breakneck speed, trying to get it all done, throwing up a lot of dust, but really not accomplishing anything. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because we don't think that we can afford to take the time that we really, at the end of the day, can't afford not to take. And that is to establish a vision with objectives and goals for what we're doing. It's so easy to get caught up in just our lesson plan. And I'm actually working on some stuff for my grandkids, right? So they're 4 and 2, and I've been working on some stuff in concert with my son and daughter-in-law, putting some little activities together for little hands. It's been lovely. And I've just been thinking back on when I had little hands here, and like you're saying, how hard it was. But very early on, Davis and I were counseled by some really wise people to take a weekend and mm-hmm. think, what exactly were we trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. Was it really just reading, writing, and arithmetic? Is that, that's not a bad objective and goal, but was that all that we were trying to do? Were we just trying to get kids who would be accepted into Ivy League institutions? Were we just, you know, what were we trying to do? And I think it's easy for years to go by and we just keep thinking, we'll think about that later. We'll think about that later. And I gave the example of homeschooling because, you know, we're homeschool moms. And I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, you get 5, 6, 10, 12, 25 years in and you're like, wait, what did we do? What, you know, but it happens in our marriages too. And I think if we could step back and get a vision for the opportunity that we have. So I would bet that most everyone wants their children to marry someone who is going to point them to God over and over and over. I think we would all want for our children really good spouses who love the Lord, who are going to encourage our children that we have poured so much into, right? As homeschool moms, we pour an inordinate amount into our children. Yep. And for all the glorious reasons, and it's wonderful, and I love it. It's the hardest thing I've ever done next to marriage. But I'm very grateful that we've done it. But if you step back long enough to get the opportunity that you have to have a massive influence on who your kids choose as their spouse, mm-hmm. by the way you interact with your spouse now, yeah. right?
Wow.
So I can, when I've got littles at my feet, already begin to have a very loud voice, not an obnoxious, not an obtuse, not an overbearing, not a manipulative, but a legitimate, authentic, gracious voice into my children as they begin to look for a spouse, mm-hmm. as Davis and I interact on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Because we are either modeling for our kids something that they are going to long to have, that they're going to want, or we're modeling something that they're like, what was that? I mean, that's, I don't want that, right? And I mean, everything in between. But I want to have the kind of relationship with him on a daily basis that my kids, as they're growing up and as they're teenagers and graduating and getting out into the world, they're thinking, I want that.
Right.
I want that.
Yeah.
And so I think it takes getting a vision, because once you have a vision for the opportunity, right, then it becomes a priority. Because then you're like, I want my kids to see an amazing marriage. Not a perfect one. Not a perfect one. Our kids have seen us. I will confess, we are not yellers. So I know that can be a hard thing for a lot of people. We're just not. Neither one of us came from yelling families. So our kids have not seen us have a knockdown, drag out, yell, dishes crashing. That's not been part of our home life. But they have seen us upset with each other. They have seen us cold towards each other. They have seen us frustrated, and they have seen us come together, and they have seen us stick it out. And they, because it's up close and personal in this mm-hmm. journey as homeschooling, right? Yeah. So they've seen this marriage grow and ebb and flow and work itself out, but they've also seen it as a priority. We have had date nights when the kids were little, and it was a big deal. I would get dressed up, right? Davis would get dressed up, you know, because back in the day, I mean, good grief, when we had at one point seven under 13.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, really, it's a fog. But even back then, I mean, we prioritized going on a date, and we would make a really big deal of it to the kids. This was our date night. And sometimes Davis would go, you know, to the local grocery store and pick up a carnation, you know, and bring it to me. And it was a big deal. And the sitter came, and everybody was a part of it. This daddy is taking mommy on a date, and we would go out. I think your kids need to see that. If marriage is important to you and you want your children to have good marriages, then have one yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Prioritize it yourself. I've said for a long time, and this is not unique to me, but it is such a powerful truth that applies to a myriad of things. You cannot give what you do not have.
That's right.
So if you don't have a vision for your marriage, if your marriage is not a priority, then you can't pass those two things on that I think you probably want for them. Mm-hmm. but you can't pass it on. You're setting them up to do what, I don't know if this is true for the two of you, but it's been hard to be a first generation homeschooler.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't do this, right? So we were trying to figure this out. I don't want my kids to like be a first generation good marriage, right? Mm-hmm. I want them to go, oh, I remember when Dad used to do this, and I remember when they mm-hmm. would do this, or I remember they would go on date night. So our oldest son is married, and they have two grandkids. And so when we get to go see them in the great state of Idaho, thank you very much. Yeah, they live in Moscow.
Oh, wow. They're way north. That's beautiful.
Yeah, they're way north. And he got his master's, and so that's why we were there. But when we would go and visit, we always made a point to watch the grandkids so they could mm-hmm. go on a date. So we that's a gift. That's a very cheap, inexpensive gift that we can give to them, mm-hmm. that we will continue to give to them. But if you want that for your kids, figure out a way to start doing it now and living it out.
And honestly, I really think, not that women need one more thing to fall on them, but I believe this falls on you moms, because I don't think there's ever been a time where my husband hasn't wanted alone time with me. There's never been a time where he said, no, I don't have time. I have too much to do. I usually see it as the homeschool moms whose 170 lessons that they need to get done in one calendar year comes far before, you know, that 170 lessons is at the expense of their marriages or their husbands. And so it's usually us when the kids go to bed that say, well, now I can do my color coded lesson plans, or now I can, you know, pre-read the book that I want my kids to read tomorrow. And I think moms need to know that this falls on you. You need to be available to your husbands. And for years, the minute the kids went to bed, I sat down with my lesson plans and I started to realize, you know, I am being unfaithful to my husband because I am married to these lesson plans. And when I surrendered that and honestly repented of that to the Lord, and I said, God, you know what? I've got 1 hour a day to get these lesson plans done. If I'm going to be spending the rest of the time with my husband, I need you to take this little fish, this 1 hour, mm-hmm. and make this work. And when I put my husband before my lesson plans, when I put my husband before my meal plans, when I put my husband before my clean house, it's amazing how God extended my day to day. It's amazing how he took the little bit of time that I did have and extended that, because I was seeking first the kingdom of God. I was being obedient to God by putting my husband first. And I think we're afraid to say, you know what, when you are putting anything above God, it's an idol. And when you are putting anything above your husband, even if it's a worthy thing like lesson planning, or it's not being faithful to your husband. And so ladies, we got to step it up in this area. We've got to be the wife of his youth that he fell in love with. And no, it's not easy, but it's worth it. It's 110% worth it. And it's amazing how everything else comes in to play, how God honors that when we make that choice in every other area of our life. And I love how you said, I wrote down, and I love how you said, we need to make our marriages something that our kids want. You know, mm-hmm. we beat them over the head with how important marriage is. We read the scriptures with how important marriage is. But if we're battling each other every day, they're going to walk away from it so fast. So I just love how you said, we're the living, breathing example of what God's word says marriage is to be.
Yeah.
And we have a whole generation of kids. And I'm talking across the United States, so not exclusively in Christian circles, but we have a whole generation of kids that have experienced the very real ramifications and repercussions of coming from broken homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's not even just to our kids, but to their friends. I remember a couple of Thanksgivings ago, I have some mantras that we should, everyone should have things that, you know, this is a hill I'm going to die on. Mm-hmm. Like, no one should not have a place to be on Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is welcome. People should have, nobody should spend it by themselves. Everyone is welcome. This is not my house. This is God's house. Okay. And I want people to feel welcome here. I remember a couple of Thanksgivings ago, my second son, who went to art school. So yeah, it was as bad as you can imagine. Academically outstanding. He is a gifted artist, but the liberalism and the promiscuity and every other blank you want to fill in was present. And this particular Thanksgiving, I remember he called and he said, "So Mom, I have some friends I want to bring home." I was like, "You know, that's fine. That's great. Just let you know." And he goes, "I know, but I want to tell you, all of them come from broken homes." Mm-hmm. And I'm always talking about, "I just got off the phone with you or with Dad, or I'm looking forward to coming home." And they literally said, "Can we come and see?"
Wow.
Because we've never seen it. So I'm really telling you, you know, something that we also don't understand, you know, the Genesis mandate renewed after the ark, renewed with Abraham to fill the world with the glory of God. That's part of what we're doing. It's a huge part that we have grossly underestimated. When we have growing, thriving, joyful marriages, we are participating in the mandate that God has given us to fill the earth with his glory. Mm-hmm. Because it's only with his goodness and his grace abiding in and through us that's even possible. But there are other people, Abby, there are people watching you and your husband, Yvette, there are people watching you and your husband, people you'll never meet,
yeah,
right? When they see you on a date or they see you holding hands, those are all things that we get to say, God's way is a good way.
Right.
And it's good for us. You know, this chasing after my selfish happiness only ends in emptiness.
That's right.
God's way always brings more fullness and joy than any way we try to do it on our own.
That's right. His plan is best.
The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is almost here. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. You'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers and have a chance to win valuable prizes. The price for this live and interactive online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
Rachel, we have just a few minutes left for this episode. And then I would like to do an extended version of this one for Backstage Pass members. But in the last few minutes that we have for this one, can you speak to the hearts of those whose marriage is just under fire? They're not in a happy marriage for whatever reason. I mean, there are a million reasons why marriages are unhappy. Sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife. There are marriages falling apart all around us. How would you encourage those moms?
Yeah, and that's really a great question. And it's a question that I get often when I do this session. Stand by your man is what it's generally called. First of all, don't try to do this by yourself. Mm-hmm. I believe the first thing you do is you seek God and you spend time in prayer. I think the best way to get the spouse, you know, you want to have is to be the spouse that you want to have.
That's right.
And so I think the best thing you can do to improve your marriage is improve yourself. Mm. And in terms of taking a self inventory of where you are, how are you contributing? How are you dying to yourself? How are you serving? Are you available? I think, Abby, you made a great point a minute ago when you said it's not generally the man. But men don't like to be turned down indefinitely.
Yeah.
That's one thing I learned from my husband, that he has talked to our girls about when it comes to dating. He said, you know, guys don't ask you out unless they think you're going to say yes. And so if you get asked out and it's really a no, you need to be very kind and gracious and considerate, because he probably didn't ask. He would not have asked if he hadn't thought you were actually going to say yes.
Yeah.
So my point in this is, I really do believe there comes a point where our guys aren't asking us to snuggle on the sofa anymore, mm-hmm. and aren't asking us to get away for the weekend anymore, but that doesn't mean nobody is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if your husband is wanting to have time with you, we need to run with reckless abandon mm-hmm. and do that. So the first thing, if your marriage is in trouble, take some time with God, dare to pray the hard prayer. God, show me what I need to see in myself, in my mm-hmm. own heart. And God, you know, there are prayers that God, I believe God answers all of our prayers, but I mean, boy, that's one, you know, you're asking God to show you.
Yeah.
He generally shows you, and it's not usually pretty, but he's very gracious, right? Loving kindness. Secondly, know when you need help. Mm-hmm. There's no shame in seeking out good Christian counseling and talking to someone. We've known friends that in their marriage, some childhood issues come up, and it looks like a marriage issue, but it's really something from way back mm-hmm. that went undealt with and unhandled. And we've seen marriages reconciled mm-hmm. through counseling when they're both struggling with not communication, such a huge thing in marriage.
Yeah.
So know when to get help mm-hmm. and get it. And don't wait too long, but
and know who to get help from, because yes, it doesn't mean go get help from your girlfriend next door who's not a believer right. and who's going to just let you gossip and, you know, break down your husband and your relationship, but exactly. know how to get godly help and advice.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. Be wise in who you seek help from. And yeah. again, you know, in this generation, that one of the tragedies is their help is so generally peer-based mm-hmm. instead of seeking out mentorship from older, they seem to be more content just commiserating among themselves. That doesn't generally lend itself to progress mm-hmm. forward.
Right.
Nor does it offer accountability, which I think is by design, but that's not good.
Right.
So you're right. Seek out good biblical Christian counseling. Mm-hmm. And dig your heels in on your covenant, yeah. determine to honor God. Scripture speaks to this, you know, scripture talks to the woman who finds herself in a bad marriage and, you know, adopt a quiet spirit, live what you believe, honor, serve, respect. I would commend to anyone the book Love and Respect. I mean, it's been a bestseller, mm-hmm. an outstanding book, but yep. respect your man, honor him, seek mm-hmm. to serve him. Do not talk in any way negatively toward him, to your children or to anyone else. Mm-hmm. That will do it in faster than anything I know.
Yeah.
And dare to do the hard work and stick it out.
Yep. Yep. Such good advice. I wish we could go on and on. I wish we had all the time in the world to continue talking about this, because I know that there are moms out there who, even if they're not in a struggling marriage, we just need to be reminded of God's promises and of his faithfulness to keep our marriages going and to keep them strong, not just existing, but mm-hmm. to keep them strong and have that good example set for our children. But we are out of time. So Rachel and Abby, if you guys can stay on, I would love to do an extended version and some bonus content for our Backstage Pass members. If you are not a Backstage Pass member, go to schoolhouserocked.com and you can see the Backstage Pass membership button right there and learn more about becoming a Backstage Pass member. There's tons of great content on there, interviews from the movie, behind the scenes stuff from the movie, and then tons of great podcast, extended versions of the podcast that we've done. So, but thank you for your wisdom, Rachel. We are so thankful for you. Where can people learn more about you and your ministry?
Okay, so I do have a website, rachelcarman.com.
Okay.
My name's a little tricky to spell. It's R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
You got that A in there.
I know that A is in there. And then my last name is actually has two names too, C-A-R-M-A-N. So rachelcarman.com, and there's tons of content there. I'm on YouTube with some presentations, and I'm also on Facebook, Rachel Carman. So I do Facebook Lives periodically, and all of that's available there.
Okay, fantastic. We will link to all of those things, and I'll throw in really quickly. I know you've got a couple of books. How many times do I have to tell you? And then another one called How to Have a Heart for Your Kids. And you mm-hmm. also, some will know this, many will, but you and your husband, Davis, are the owners of Apologia educational ministries. And so that's a fantastic Christian worldview curriculum. You guys have a ton of great resources on there. So we'll link back to Apologia as well. But thank you for your heart. You have such a heart for moms, for ministry, for homeschooling. And I am grateful for your wisdom and your willingness to share with us today. So we'll continue this conversation on for Backstage Pass members. Thank you guys for listening today and being with us. Thank you, Abby, for hosting with me today. And go have a great time. Go plan a date with your hubby. Get a babysitter. If you need to pair up with another homeschool mom and swap date nights, that's a great way to do it. Find a way to do that and just know how important it is to make your husband and your marriage a priority. And if there is any way that we can be praying for you guys, please let us know. We truly do that. I say that sometimes on the podcast, and we actually sometimes have people email us about those things. And if there's a way we can be praying for you or your marriage or encourage you in that way, we would love to be able to do that. So you can always send us an email at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. So thank you guys again for listening. And thank you, Rachel, for being with us, and Abby.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.